Earlier this year, the publication of Amy Chua's Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother incited a collective airing out of many varieties of race-based hysteria. But absent from the millions of words written in response to the book was any serious consideration of whether Asian Americans were in fact taking over this country. If it is true that they are collectively dominating in elite high schools and universities, is it also true that Asian Americans are dominating in the real world? My strong suspicion was that this was not so, and that the reasons would not be hard to find. If we are a collective juggernaut that inspires such awe and fear, why does it seem that so many Asians are so readily perceived to be, as I myself have felt, the products of a timid culture easily pushed around by more assertive people, and thus basically invisible? A few months ago, I received an email from a young man named Jefferson Mao, who, after attending Stuyvesant High School, had recently graduated from the University of Chicago. He wanted my advice about being an Asian writer. This is how he described himself. "I got good grades, and I love literature, and I want to be a writer and an intellectual. At the same time, I'm the first person in my family to go to college. My parents don't speak English very well, and we don't own the apartment in Flushing that we live in. I mean, I'm proud of my parents and my neighborhood and what I perceive to be my artistic potential or whatever, but sometimes I feel like I'm jumping the gun a generation or two too early. One bright, cold, sunny afternoon, I ride the 7 train to its last stop in Flushing, where the storefront signs are all written in Chinese and the sidewalks are a slow-moving river of impassive faces. Mao was waiting for me at the entrance of the Main Street subway station, and together we walk to a nearby Vietnamese restaurant.